we're five still in it, you know. Mm-hmm. And hopefully, if the draw was favourable, you could end up with a five, end up in the Super 8, which would be great from an Ulster point of view. It's hard to see that and that happening, but you never know.
You
see, what's the draw, Miles? Fermanagh can't meet Monaghan and they can't meet Armagh, so they can only either play Kildare or Tyrone. That's the way it is. So, you know, the hoping, most people from an Ulster point of view, that if Fermanagh met Kildare and Monaghan met Cork, Tyrone met Roscommon, and Armagh met Leash, that you'd a great chance that you would have the four of them winning and getting through. But I don't know whether that happened or not. That mightn't be good for Donegal, because if that draw came out like that, it would end up that Tyrone and Monaghan would be in Donegal's group along with Donegal and Dublin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that would leave it very strong. And that, I suppose, from a Donegal point of view, we don't want that to happen, but from an Ulster point of view, we'd be happy enough with it.
Exactly, you're right there. From a Donegal point of view, we'd probably like to see Cork and Roscommon, you know, maybe like to see Armagh playing one of them, you know, you'd like to see that, and maybe, you know, that would be the easiest way that you could end up with it, and you know, from that point of view, but you don't know. It's hard to know. You just can't tell you. But the one thing that's disappointing, Miles, about the whole thing, I know there's a lot of talk that Donegal maybe is going to, the county board's going to question the fact that Dublin's playing in Croke Park, you know. I think that I don't think that decision will be changed. I think it's no harm maybe to make a point. But I think the biggest disappointing thing, Miles, is that Donegal don't have their first game at home. They should have their first game at home. And even, I'll take it a step further, is the likes of Fermanagh and Laois and Cork and Roscommon, who are beaten in the provincial finals, they should get a game, their game, in the next round at home as well. But they're at neutral venues. And I think that's very, very unfair. A team that goes further in the provincial championship should end up getting a home draw. And I think that's something that Croke Park needed to take a look at.
Well, sure, maybe it's worth putting in a protest now. I don't think it's going to change. You're probably right there. But maybe for next year, that it would give that advantage to the winners of the provincial titles. They do deserve something out of it. And maybe going to Croke Park and playing the Dubs, maybe not a great reward.
Yeah, I think definitely from the point of view, as you said, I mean, I think that, look, I know what they wanted to do. They wanted to end up starting the Super 8 with good games, having the four provincial champions playing first. But I don't think that's fair. I think that game nearly should be left to last, because, looking at it, you have to give some advantage for winning the provincial championship especially, and that's the way to do it. So I think Donegal should have been home in the first game, and you know, play your second game away and maybe have your third game neutral, or even a second game neutral venue, whatever they want to say, well, that's going to be in Croke Park or not, whatever it is. But I just think it's very, very unfair that we could end up in Donegal. Hopefully it doesn't happen, but you could end up, you know, when your third game doesn't matter and that's your game at home. So there was no advantage whatsoever in winning, as far as the Super 8 is concerned, winning the Ulster Championship. I definitely think that they want to take a look at that in Croke Park. I think they definitely overlooked that when they were making this decision. They were very worried about the last game, you know, not mattering. If the last game was between, say, the likes of Donegal and Dublin, they were worried about that. And I think that shouldn't matter. You should make the draw, and they should do it in a way that the provincial winners have an advantage and have their first game at home.
Yeah, it could be a big disadvantage to Donegal from a financial point of view, if nothing else, that you had a game that was of no great importance at the end.
Yeah, that's it exactly. You know, that's supposed to, that could happen. That's the you know, disappointing thing in it. You know, but as I said, I definitely feel a look at it. I think they will feel a look at it, and they'll change it next year. I think it's teething problems as much as anything else. They're worried about having the big games first, but you know, I think they definitely overlooked that. Maybe they're looking at it, they want to do away with the provincial championships. I think the Super 8 is the first move to do that anyway, Miles. Maybe they're going to look at it down the road, that they'll have eight groups of four or whatever, and this is the start of it. Listen, I don't know for sure of that, but it does look like they're making moves towards that. So they wanted the big weekend in Dublin and that there, the big games on Saturday and Sunday, having the four provincial winners there. But I think when they take a look at it, it's definitely very, very unfair. Unfair in Donegal, anyway, definitely. It's you know, you've been given the short straw for one in Ulster.
Uh-huh. In the qualifiers yesterday, which teams impressed you?
I suppose you'd have to say Kildare, you know, with all the talk was during the week about Kildare and everything else. I know, you know, people say Mayo were a tired team and everything else, but it still took to the big performance to beat them, and looks a time Mayo were going to win it. So it's a very good performance by Kildare, you have to say that. I was at the Tyrone Cavan game, and even though Tyrone got over the line, there's something just missing in them at the minute. I don't know what it is. I think all the pressure is on the management, and I think it's all seeping through to the players. You can sense that watching them playing anyway. They should have been at least 10 points miles up at half time, and they were lucky, you know, when Cavan came back, and probably against a better team than Cavan, they would have got beaten yesterday. So they need to, you know, I don't know what it is, but it just, they're not playing with the confidence that we always seen a Tyrone team playing with. Maybe this, you know, getting over these couple of games will help them in that, but they definitely weren't impressive. They still did enough to win, but they definitely weren't impressive. From Monaghan's point of view, we were always going to beat Leitrim, and you felt they were just going over the line, and they're just finding it hard to recover from the defeat to Fermanagh as well. But you just think now, you know, that they feel the draw and make a big difference. You just think that you know, particularly with their own Monaghan, particularly that them two, that with the teams that they're going to come up against, whether it's Fermanagh, Leash, Cork or Roscommon, I suppose Roscommon will be the most difficult of them. You still think that the two of them should be strong enough to make the Super 8.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you would expect that, is right. And in relation to our, well, and going back to Monaghan, they've found their shooting boots. Okay, it's against poor opposition, Waterford and Leitrim. They've been away from home, so it certainly will help them. I'm sure they maybe travelled the night before, and you put great emphasis on that, being together as a group and so on. So they're ready and willing and capable of playing well.
Yeah, exactly. And that they're definitely, they are the team that, you know, I think that, you know, the start of the year, I said they were the best team, and also they had the ability to do it, but they've been so disappointing, even talking to Monaghan people, they've been so disappointing coming up against teams that you expect them to beat. They don't beat them. The likes of Fermanagh this year was Longford another year, and, you know, Down beat them last year in the championship. Games that you expect them to win, and that's a disappointing. But, yeah, they definitely have the physical power, they have the panel of players, and they have the talent, and there's no doubt about it, they're going to have a say in the whole thing, and, you know, they'll not fear, maybe bar Dublin and Kerry, they're not going to fear any other team. And the thing is, if you look at it from, you know, we take Fermanagh, we're beating them off the final. They beat both Armagh and Monaghan, and now the momentum now going into next weekend is actually with Monaghan and Armagh more so than Fermanagh. And that's, you know, we found that in Donegal as well when we lost off the final. Mm-hmm. It's just the disappointing thing about it, and that's why I think home advantage in that situation would be a fair system. But, you know, Armagh struggles to get over Clare as well, Miles, so, you know, they'd be disappointing, and, you know, with no disrespect them, you probably would be happy enough if you ended up with, in the Super 8s, if you did end up with, you know, if you were lucky enough from a Donegal point of view, you know, you've Dublin, which is tough enough, but if you had the likes of, if you got Armagh, Kildare, Roscommon, Cork, them teams, you'd be happy enough. I think it'd be nice if we could avoid the Ulster teams if at all possible, you know, you'd avoid them, because we're fed up really playing against Ulster teams. The one other thing I'd say, coming out of the games I've watched this year, and I was saying it yesterday at the match, I think what's spoiling the games about this, spoiling the excitement in the games, is the amount of subs that go on after the 35 minutes in the second half match. And I think that's someone, it should be done away with. No sub allowed to go on the field after 35 minutes is played, whatever it is, 4 or 5 minutes, unless a player's injured and the doctor says he has to be taken off or something like that there. I just think it's spoiling it. It would leave it far more exciting if that rule was taken in, because, I mean, teams are even non-subs to waste time. I know people, you always attack, you do, and you take the furthest man away off them. But it's spoiling as a spectacle, particularly when, you know, teams are close, and it's not, we're not getting that excitement that you would have had away back. And I just think it's something definitely that the GAA should take a look at as well. There'd be no sub made after the 35th minute of the game is played, you know.
Yeah, that's an interesting point, but for example, Kildare brought on Eamon Callaghan yesterday. He scored a point very, very late on. He was only on maybe a minute or two. So it might be a bit of a penalty if you have a man like that waiting in the wings.
Well, you know, I know it from being a player myself. You know, you still see you go on. It's mostly done just to waste time. And they do put on a fella. You know, if Eamon Callaghan's good enough, he should be on long before that, you think. And he'd be saying that himself from his point of view. I think it's normally done to waste time. I just think it's something, all managers do it, everybody does it, it's understandable it's done, but I think that it's just spoiling the thing, it's a spectacle, and it does kill the game. And the minute, look at the referee, the minute the game, if he's playing 5 minutes, if he's down four minutes of overtime in the second half, and the minute that he goes over 4 minutes, he's blowing it up because he's under pressure. If a score comes after that, everybody's complaining about it. Mm-hmm. But they might go 2 subs, 3 subs on in that time.
Yeah.
And they're not adding on that time. So I think the way to counteract that is to let the doctor make a decision on players injured. Yeah, when players injured, subs are on. But after 35 minutes, you're not allowed to take a sub on to make a substitution, because it definitely is killing the games, and it's leaving the very, you know, unexciting for people and everything else. And, you know, you're not going to have this finish because every time a ball goes wide, the next thing a sub has been taken on, and it kills the whole momentum of the thing from a neutral perspective at a match, you know.
Yeah, and it's not easy for the people trying to report on those games to keep up to date with actually who's going on and who's going off.
Yeah, well, that's exactly, you know, all the subs, you know, with the ball substitution and everything else. And definitely all teams are using all their subs and everything else. But it's, you know, it suits a team when you're ahead and do it. But if you're a point or two ahead, it's a great way to kill the game and do it. But if you're a point or two behind, it's opposite. So every man people are going to end up on that. And I think if everybody knows you have to have your subs on before that time, not be a problem, then they'll do that. And then it'll just be them last 4 or 5 minutes, particularly in a close game. It'll leave it very exciting. And it'll be fair on the referee then that he's not under pressure to blow up the whistle the minute he's at 4 minutes, because then 4 minutes will be played as the 4 minutes, you know, rather than a lot of subs going on. It's just my own idea, but I just thought about it, and it might be a fair bit of pressure off the referee as well from a time point of view, you know.
Certainly so. Well, what are Donegal's prospects, do you think, in the group stages? I know Patrick McBrady is a massive loss.
Ah, yeah, it's, you know, I just was thinking about it. With the way the game is nowadays, you know, I was watching Cork and Kerry under 20 the last game. It was a brilliant game of football, but there were no sweepers, you know, the way they played the game. It was great to see it, but I think the way the game is played, particularly in Ulster, is very, very hard to be an inside forward, and he is the best at it in the country. He was the best inside forward. He had patience, he waited, he won his ball, he was physically very strong and able to win his own ball. So, look, first of all, it's a massive loss to Patrick himself. And the second thing, it's a massive loss to the county, and it's a big, big loss to my own club, Kilcare, as well. But, you know, it's just the way it was, you know, how easy these things can happen. And, you know, there's even Ryan, my own son, was just saying to me, we were chatting about it, he said, it's very, very common in Gaelic footballers. It's more common, it seems, in Gaelic football than it is in other sports, you know. But it is common out there, and it's very simple the way it happens, these joints, you know, and, you know, just... I know no one, and you know he'll be back stronger than ever. You know, and, you know, if you look at it, there's no positives in it in what happened. But you know, you'd say in a way, you know, look at it, I know it was a long break for him and everything else, but he never had a break in Gaelic football. So you know, I know he'll come back stronger and hungrier and everything else, and he'll work hard and he'll get back there quickly. But look at it, it's a big blow. It's a massive blow. To, you know, there's certain players, I suppose people say we couldn't afford to lose, and he definitely is a player, Donegal. I think Donegal couldn't afford to lose because he's so valuable to the team and everything else. But look, we have to cope without him now, and that's the way it is, you know. But, you know, it's a massive miles to himself personally. You know, you just if it's a, you know, say if it's a hamstring or something like that, they'll be back a couple of weeks and everything else. And, but it's very, very common. That's the thing that's OCG. You know, I'm saying people in the day after, you know, look at it, I don't know why it is, I can't say, because it happens. They always seem to happen so simply. You don't, players do it and you don't even know, you don't even see even a tackle on the field, you know.
Yeah, it seemed to be a block, was it? You could see he went down as soon as he kicked the ball over the bar towards the end of the half, and, you know, there was something wrong. But you would get the impression when he was coming off then that it was actually his ankle that was the problem rather than the knee.
Yeah, I thought it was his ankle, first of all, when it happened himself, but, you know, whatever the content was when one of the players was going to block him, came down on him and pushed his knee to the side, and someone just said something had happened. He knew himself, I think, at the time, because he right away had the hand up to the sideline, you know, that something had happened already, yeah. You know. But I just think it's, you know, when he was, of course, he's been brilliant since I've seen him first game for the club ago, and, you know, he was having a fabulous year as well, and, you know, at the end of it, it's just a big, big blow to Patrick himself.
Well, can Donegal get to the semi-final stage? I suppose there are those who are saying, well, you're playing for a second position in that league, as it were, but that would be fine to get you to an All-Ireland semi-final.
Yeah, I suppose it is. You know, the Dublin game's still going to be big, you know. And we did really well against Dublin in the league, and I know then going back to Patrick, he was the best player in the field that day, so that's a big blow he is from the point of view that, you know, we'd have to be marked and it would help other players, you know. It's what we do now from a Donegal point of view, who, you know, to put Owen McNeilis into the full forward line, you put Kieran Thompson in there. We're going to need somebody, you put Michael Murphy in there, you know, somebody's going to have to in there. You know, you're going to need a player that can win ball in there, basically, because that's the way it is, along with, because Jimmy Brennan's very, very good in there himself too, but he just needs a big man with him, you know, which was a good combination to have when Patrick and Jimmy were inside. So what they'll do there, but I think you have to go to, you know, hopefully, I mean, you know, Dublin, the first thing is Dublin, you'll be complete underdogs. You know, we were underdogs before in 2014 against Dublin, so there's no reason why with the talent up we have. And you know, all right, no. Then the next two games are going to be very important. Your second game is going to come very important because it's going to be away from home, so it's going to be, that's going to be, a, end up, might have been a very, very big game. And you know, if you won that, you're in a great position then, because you take it that Dublin do beat you, that they'll win their other two games, as you said. So if you won that game, going into your last game at home, then you're in a great position playing at home.
And I suppose it's a similar situation in the other section, where Kerry would be expected to come out, and it's maybe Galway might put one over on them.
Yeah, it's a battle. Galway have no fear of them again, but we haven't. The Kerry team, you know, they look very exciting, and people are big talk about them all over the country at the minute. You know how good they are. They haven't been really tested yet. Galway will be the first real test. So, I mean, that weekend in Croke Park, there'll be four great games in Croke Park that weekend, and we'll know a lot more after that. But you'll know a lot more tomorrow morning as well, Miles, when the draw is made.
Yeah.
You'll have a fair idea who's going to be in your group, and you can start preparing for that there. We don't know what the Super 8's going to be like, but it's going to be exciting, and it's going to be good and everything else. It'll probably suit the big teams. It'll suit the Dublins and Kerrys, because even you catch them once, you know, they're not out. And that does definitely help the stronger teams. But saying that, it'll be great if you did qualify to a semi-final and you weren't playing Dublin to the final. You know, you'd probably Kerry or Galway or someone coming in another semi-final. So look at this, it's exciting times. I'm just disappointed, as I said at the start, that we don't have a home game first. You know, to give the teams that won the provincial champ a chance to get a home game and get off the ground, that didn't happen. So you just have to deal with it. If the draw, hopefully the draw is counted to us, we deserve that. And if it is, you know, you never know then.